My name is Christina Azokar, and I'm the director of the Center for Integration and Improvement of Journalism at San Francisco State University. CIJ was founded in 1990 to promote ethnic diversity in America's newsrooms, and we run a number of programs. We run programs for high school students, for professional journalists, but particularly for college students. And one of the things that we're very excited about right now is we have just received a grant, actually two grants, one from JLab and one from the Ford Foundation, to start an ethnic news service. And this ethnic news service will be run as a class, and students will be writing for ethnic media in the Bay Area, because as many people know, ethnic media are just taking off in the country, but often they don't have the resources that mainstream media has to really cover their communities. So we're helping them to have these resources at the same time training students about the changing demographics in this country.
Why do you emphasize so much diversity in journalism? Why is that so important?
Well, diversity in journalism is very important for a number of reasons. First, because this country's demographics are changing rapidly. By 2050, we will have a so-called minority-majority state. In California, we already have that. America's newsrooms are not diverse. I'm talking about America's mainstream newsrooms. So we only see about 20% of minority makeup in staffs of broadcast and less than 15% in newspapers, but that doesn't reflect the actual demographics of the U.S. And we also have a gender disparity. 53% of the country is women, and yet only 40% of newsrooms are women. And yet we see that 60% of journalism classes are made up of women. So there's disparities. There's racial disparities, there's ethnic disparities, there's also class disparities. So one of the reasons to promote diversity is so people realize the importance of covering everybody, because news is really about democracy. And unless everybody's voices are heard, then we're not having a representative democracy.
Well, since this is for citizen journalists, mm-hmm. What kind of tips and thoughts you have for them to be more accurate in their reporting and more fair?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the questions that always happens when we talk about citizen media is, oh, well, they're not trained journalists. How can they really do news if they're not trained? But if you think about journalism of the past, many journalists were not trained in journalism. They were trained in other fields. They had expertise in other fields. So what we try to do is promote fairness and accuracy. So it's impossible to have a completely objective news product. We know that because we all bring our biases in. But we can try to be as fair as possible. We can interview as many people as possible. And everybody says get both sides of the stories, when we know that there are 100 sides to every story. So doing things like reaching out to non-official sources is always an important tip for any journalist, whether they're considered citizen journalists or mainstream journalists or corporate journalists. That's a very important tip for them to have.
Is it possible for someone who is not part of an ethnic group to cover an ethnic group in a fair mm-hmm. and balanced way?
I believe it's anybody's ability to cover any group different from their own. All they need to do is make sure that they have reached out and done their homework on that community first and found experts in the community. And we have to realize that experts are defined in different ways. Mainstream media may define experts as somebody with a title or an official government source. But many communities define experts as people who really know the community. So think of that in your reporting. Think of experts as a continuum, and it depends on the community. And don't be frightened to go into a community. I think that's a lot of people's fear, is going places that they're not familiar, but really the best journalists are the ones who do that. Go somewhere, get out of your comfort zone, go visit a restaurant to start out with, listen to the conversation that's going on. Go on a bus that you've never been on before and listen to what the people are doing. Sit in the cafes, go to their art festivals, go to their cultural festivals, and find out a little bit before you actually go in and start reporting. Another tip and this is, again, all these tips are really, it's about good journalism, is you need to spend time in a community. Because if you just fly into a community and fly out, cover the crisis, and then leave, then you're not going to be taken back in that community. They're not going to want to see you again. So take the time to develop an understanding of the community and to develop sources, and then start getting the story. If at that point then something is that crisis oriented happens in the community, then they know your face and you're going to be much more accepted when you go back there.
And do you have have an example of a story where it's kind of obvious that the reporters didn't do their homework and they covered a story not in a fair way towards some ethnic group or minority group?
If I was to give a good example of a story where it is a fly in journalism, crisis-oriented journalism, the one that comes to my mind is the crisis at the Red Lake Indian Reservation that happened in Minneapolis last year. And this reservation is not used to getting members of the press, the mainstream press, to come in. They have a real distrust of the media, as do many Native organizations and many Native communities, just because we are not covered, except in times of crisis or when gaming situations come up. So the mainstream media was attempting to cover the story, but they had no credibility. They had no knowledge of Native culture, and so they got the story completely wrong. There was a lot of missteps in that story. But Native journalists who were not members of that community were able to go in and cover the story pretty well because they knew the norms. They knew who to go talk to. They knew that official sources were not necessarily official sources. They also knew that in order to get the community's trust, they had to go in first as non-reporters, but just as people who were concerned. Mainstream journalists, they flew in, they set up their camp, they set up their photo equipment, they took the pictures, and then they left. And that's really what they're used to seeing. And so why would you want to pay attention to a mainstream media source that does that? Which is one of the reasons why citizen journalism is popping up and ethnic journalism is popping up everywhere, is because there is no trust of a mainstream media that doesn't cover our communities. So there's a number of resources that journalists can go to, citizen journalists and mainstream journalists alike, in order to develop their reporting skills and to also learn about these communities that they might not know anything about. There are the four main ethnic journalism organizations, which are the Native American Journalists Association, the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, the National Association of Black Journalists, and the Asian American Journalists Association. And there's also the National Lesbian and Gay Journalists Association. And we call those the Big Five. But there's also a number of different organizations. I've just been recruited to the board of a new organization called the Women's Media Center. And this organization is trying to get the female half of the world powerful and visible in the media. So that's a great new resource. We have a new radio program specifically geared towards women also. So that's womensmediacenter.org. At the Center for Integration and Improvement of Journalism on our website, there are a number of resources. We are really a hub for journalism and diversity, so anything that you are looking for is going to be on there. There's going to be information for students, for professionals, about workshops, about high school, a calendar, so anything you need, and we're also always available to take your phone calls and your emails.